Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Welcome back to the Soar to Success podcast. Every month, we interview the expert who's on the cover of our Soar to Success magazine that month. And today, my guest is certified life coach, speaker, and soft skills trainer, Chris Thaller. Welcome to the podcast, Chris.
Oh, well, thanks for having me here today.
I'm excited for our audience to learn about you. It's been my joy to get to know you over the last year or so that we've been working closely together as you're building up Lincoln and Omaha Biz TV shows. So why don't you tell our audience what you do, but then more importantly, why you do it?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a professional certified life coach. I'm also a speaker and a soft skills trainer. I graduated from the Academy for Coaching Excellence way back in 2006. I know that anytime people start creating something new or different, which is what happens when people come for coaching, they want to get started on something new and different. I know that it takes courage, heart, and wisdom to be on this journey with them. And at times, everyone, including myself, have talked themselves out of doing something they really wanted to do. It's my privilege to take individuals beyond where they normally stop themselves so they can have the outcomes at home and at work they truly want. And I believe that everyone wants to know that they live their life to the fullest, that they contributed in some way and made the difference they are here to make. And I'm there to help them make that difference.
Wow. That sounds like a really fantastic role to play.
It is a great role to play.
Yeah.
That's the primary reason I ended up being a life coach, is because I saw, oh my gosh, I can make an impact on people's lives in a much bigger way than I ever had done before.
And do you have an example of someone that you think maybe made the biggest change based on working together with you?
I had a fella who came to me because he had lost his job as a radio DJ, and he was questioning whether he wanted to stay in that line of work or not. And as we got into the coaching process, he also shared with me that he had promised himself he was going to have his own freelance voiceover business by the time he was 40. And, of course, he was now beyond 40.
Mm.
And I, you know, one of the things that coaches are trained in is asking effective questions so the client can see their own answer. Mm-hmm. My first question for him was, well, what actions have you taken to get this freelance business up and running? And he had actually taken lots of actions. He had created a studio in his home basement. He had the equipment that he needed, the recording equipment. And he had also called people and introduced himself to those people who he thought might need his service. My next question then was, well, what items do you still have to finish to get this up and going? Well, he had only a couple. He had very few left to do. And I asked him, then what's stopping you from launching this business? And he sat back in his chair for a minute or two, and then I saw a smile come over his face. And he says, well, I can't decide whether I'm supposed to be a DJ or whether I'm supposed to be a voiceover guy. And my next question was, might it be possible you could be both? And then the smile got bigger. And at that moment, he saw the possibility that he had not seen before, that he could actually do or be both. And he also saw that he still had a passion to be a DJ, and that if he did get this new business up and going, it would satisfy his need for creativity. It was a missing piece of the puzzle for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was within a very short time that he got hired at a different radio station as a DJ, and he launched his business. So that is quite the success story. And
yes.
it points to the fact that we can all get stopped from time to time by a thought, by a simple thought.
Yeah.
And so if the question can be asked, the answer will be there.
Wow.
First comes the question.
Yeah, that's really powerful, actually. I don't think people think about it in that way. About the question. If you can ask the question, there's the answer. And I really like that part about either or. It doesn't have to be either or.
Yeah.
People think in that way.
That's where he was. That's where he was for a moment. It can be, you know, it couldn't be both. It had to be either this or either that.
Yeah.
And so for him, that was a breakthrough.
Yeah. That's a fantastic
story. That's what people are looking for. Yeah, and that's what people are looking for, breakthroughs.
Yes. Yeah, I know, because we all get stuck along the way.
Yes, we do.
We do, yeah. So how did you get started? What led you to become a life coach?
Funny story, actually. My minister told me about a course that he and his wife had taken in Omaha called Mastering Life's Energies. And at that time, I was the board president at my church. And he suggested I take the course because he was going to be leaving soon. It was just a transitional ministry, and we were waiting for our next minister. And he said, I think this will just really help you, Chris, especially in the position that you're in as board president. You're going to get some tools and skill sets that will really come in handy in the future. So I signed up, and I took the 4.5-day course. It was taught by a life coach, Dr. Maria Nemeth, who's the founder of the Academy for Coaching Excellence. And I hadn't even heard the term before. This was back in 2004. So I didn't have any idea that I would be working with a life coach and what that was all about. But I came home at the end of that 4.5 days and started applying what I had learned, and it changed how I showed up in this world. I really started taking what they taught me and applying it. You know how many times you go to a course and you go home all inspired, but then the notebook ends up on the shelf, never to be seen again?
Yes, always.
Yeah, and I didn't do it that way. I actually started applying those tools. And I spent the next year attending 3 more courses and eventually applied to the Academy to become a certified life coach. So that's what got me there.
Wow. And what were you doing before?
Well, prior to coaching, I was a fitness trainer. And I was active in that field for right at 30 years. And I absolutely loved what I did. I worked with people of all ages and sizes, but my niche was with the older adult population because no one back then knew what to do with them. And I started traveling all over Nebraska, teaching other fitness trainers how to work with this special population. And I even got asked to be a speaker at the National Conference on Aging in Washington, D.C. in 1994.
Wow. That's impressive. So you've always cared about people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
So what do you enjoy the most about what you do now?
You know, I always thought, as I was growing up, that I was going to be a school teacher. Instead, I became a teacher of tools and skill sets for my clients. And I just love the aha moments that occur when my clients see new possibilities for themselves. Like my client, you know, with the DJ.
Yeah.
You know, he saw something new for himself.
Yeah.
And once that happens, you know, clients are ready to take action. And there's nothing more satisfying for me than watching them take that action. Because the moment they take action, it moves them forward in their life and work. And that's what they were desiring all along. Help me move.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Help me get where I want to go. Help me get the results that I'm looking for.
That's great. So what do you want your company, what's your vision for your company? How do you want to evolve over the next few years?
You know, back in 2013, I worked with my own coach in regards to what that vision looks like. You know, what's the vision for my life? And what is my company going to look like? And I saw that I wanted Coaching Dimensions to act as a catalyst for my clients to have their own vision, their vision for their family, their business, and their community. And once I learned how to create that vision for myself, I was in it to show my clients also that they could create that vision too. And since then, I don't even know how many clients I have helped them create that vision, but dozens and dozens, you could say. Mm-hmm. And I get emails and phone calls letting me know every time something in their vision has shown up in physical reality. Mm-hmm. And that's why I see my company as a catalyst. Because mm-hmm. without that, that would not have shown up.
Mm-hmm.
So you must have a vision for your
yeah.
life, you know, for your mm-hmm. company, for your business, for your community. Mm-hmm. What's it look like? And what kind mm-hmm. of action do you need to take to make it move into physical reality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just at a conference on Friday morning, a leadership conference. And the speaker mm-hmm. there spent some time talking about vision. And then she talked about the vision inside the vision, which would be like the, if you're in a corporation, it would be like the company's vision and then each department head's vision. But she mm-hmm. applied it even to your family. This is your vision for your family, and then each person has their vision that it's their own vision, but it fits into the family's vision. I thought that
That's
was
it.
A really interesting way to look at that.
Yeah, you know, and it's a great way to find out what your family's ideas and dreams and goals are.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
yeah.
points to the vision. And you can end up being on the same page a lot of the times. It's like,
yeah.
oh, I've always wanted to do that too.
Yeah. So do you think parents should be doing this with their children at a certain age or with adult children as the family unit or what? What do you think?
That's a great question. I think by the time you're a teenager, maybe 15, 16, that would be a great time to sit down with your teenager and have a talk about what their vision is. I have two 16-year-old granddaughters, and talk about go-getters. They are just out there doing it. And one has already been accepted at Peru State College here in Nebraska as a fast-pitch softball player. And
wow.
so you know she has a vision. I mean,
yeah.
she has been wanting to play softball since she was a little kid. So I don't think it's probably never too soon to sit and really have a great conversation. You may not call it a vision with the little ones or maybe even the teenager, but let's take a look at what it is that you truly want in the next
yeah.
couple of years. You know, what do you want yeah. to experience? What do you want to have
mm-hmm.
that you don't have now?
And don't you think if people did that, if parents did that with their kids, the world would be a little bit different? When those kids get into the working world?
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, the kids these days are so much wiser
yeah.
than our generation.
yeah.
They really do want to make a difference in this world.
I
said, everyone wants to make a difference, but they seem to have a bigger vision maybe than we'd had in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Although I think they work in a different method than we are used to working to, so sometimes it's hard
yeah.
to relate to them.
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so one question that I always ask everyone on this call is, what are three traits that you think are really important for an individual to have and really embody so that they can soar to success. And so when you see that, those traits in a prospective client or a new client, you know for sure that they're going to be able to work with you and be successful. So can you tell me what three traits would be?
Yeah. The first one is being willing, you know, being willing to say yes to whatever is before you on your life's journey. You know, there's plenty of times when we don't want to do something, we think we can't do it, we don't know how to do it, but nevertheless, we can be willing to do it. So that trait in itself calls us to use our natural strengths and abilities. And everyone has the capacity to be willing. I know that for sure. So that's one trait that I would say is very important. Another trait is letting others support you. You know, research shows that successful people have a definite purpose as well as a network of support to keep them going past the point they'd normally stop themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So doing it alone is doing it the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Let people support you. They want to support you. It's just in our nature to support others. All we have to do is ask, and it'll come. And then the third trait is the skill to manage yourself and pacing yourself so you're not working at a deficit. How many times have you went full speed ahead? And at the end of the day, you're exhausted because you can't maintain that pace for very long without getting exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
So a really important trait is the skill to manage yourself and pace yourself. Because what's needed are just small, steady steps. It's those small, steady steps done consistently that add up over time and will produce the results that you want. So really, it's lowering the bar for your success. Yeah, if I was a hurdler's coach, I wouldn't raise the bar on someone who didn't have the skill set yet to go over the bar.
Yeah, right. Right.
I'd lower it and make sure the skill set was there. Because I want to guarantee their success. So
that
you have to learn how to manage yourself and pace yourself.
So will you talk a little bit about energy? And I know you have this fabulous online course that people could take. Can you just give us a little overview about that and energy and how that all fits into people being able to achieve their goals?
Sure. We really have six kinds or six forms of energy that we can use to move us forward. We have the energy of time, the energy of money, the energy of enjoyment, the energy of physical vitality, and the energy of support. And when we're using those six forms consistently, and we're doing them with some clarity, focus, ease, and grace, we're going to produce results. I mean, which would you rather do? Have clarity, focus, ease, and grace in your life, or have blood, sweat, tears, and struggle in your life?
Yeah.
And I would say it would be the first one, right? Clarity, focus, ease, and grace. And if you are using those six forms of energy the way they're supposed to be used, you'll experience clarity, focus, ease, and grace. You know, and clarity is just getting clear on what it is that's truly important to you, taking action on that. And focus, when we can start focusing our energy precisely where it's needed, we're going to get precisely the results that we want. And ease just means keeping it simple. I don't know about you, but I can make things harder than it needs to be.
Yeah, right.
And so ease is just keeping it simple, not complicating it. And grace is just having the capacity to practice gratitude along the way. So when you put those things together, you're going to have a totally different experience when it comes to work-life balance, when it comes to your business, when it comes to your freedom. you're going to have a different experience than if you're working at a deficit, like I said before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I really love that one slide that's in your course that shows the sludge in the pipe.
In the conduit, yeah.
Yeah, in the conduit. So can you explain that just briefly?
Well, energy has to have a conduit. And in this coach training program that I'm certified in, we know that we are the conduit that those six forms of energy flow through. So when you could look at it like this, if the pipe is filled with sludge, and it could be like financial sludge in regards to money, mm-hmm. or it could be leaking, wasting your time or wasting your enjoyment. When those things happen, that fills that pipe up, and no energy can really flow through. If any is flowing through, it's just at a, it's just hardly there at all for you to see.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really like is that if you can visualize the conduit or a pipe, and at the end of that pipe is your garden of ideas, dreams, and goals, if there's nothing coming through that pipe, then that garden is toast. It has
mm-hmm.
nothing. It's not being nurtured.
Right.
And
right.
so we have to learn how to use those six forms of energy so all six forms are flowing freely towards what's really important to you, which is
mm-hmm.
that garden.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would like to really highly encourage people to head over to investigate your course and take it, because I think it's a great foundation for people who are just beginning to embrace this, and then they see what areas they need to work on. For example, money or your body or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure that we have a link to that in the magazine so that people can easily access it. I think it's wonderful, wonderful work that you've done in that regard to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything else, Chris, that that we need, the audience needs to know about you?
I absolutely love where I'm at in my life right now. And one of the dreams that my husband had, he wanted to live on an acreage. I was fine with living in town, but he always wanted this acreage.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, we are now living on an acreage. And we both love it. We both love it. I think one of the things we both love is how many times we have watched the moon rise.
Mm.
And when we were in town, we missed seeing that, you know, because of buildings and trees and so forth and so on. But
yeah.
out here, we can watch that moon come up every night. And it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
if it wasn't for his dream, you know, and the fact that he took action on it, I wouldn't be experiencing what I'm experiencing out here on this acreage with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how long have you been out there?
Since 2002.
Wow.
And yeah, so we've been out here quite a little while. And
yeah.
we just love it because our grandkids come out, you know, our family, we come out and do, you know, we have weenie roast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know,
yeah.
everybody brings their dogs.
Uh-huh.
It's
yeah.
just, it just reminds us how, again, all the blessings that are here for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we get to practice gratitude again along the way.
Yeah, that's really great. So how can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to my website, www.mycoachingdimensions.com.
Okay.
They can also contact me through email, chris@mycoachingdimensions.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can just call me at 402-890-5741.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for taking the time to talk to us today. It was really, really enjoyable for me to hear, especially about your story about how you got involved in coaching and how you were placed in the right place to be able to go to that course and start this next chapter. So I love those sort of stories that, you know, people are taking the right actions, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast.
Yeah,
for more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.